Lulu's kitchen.
We're going to have a go at cooking with the new machines, the OptiGrill and the ActiFry. And what we're going to attempt are grilled medallions of pork, on which I've put a Cajun seasoning, they already rubbed and marinating. And with those, I'm going to do a recipe that I found on the ActiFry's website. There's some very useful recipes there. And this is called versatile roast potatoes and cauliflower. And we absolutely love cauliflower. So what I'm doing for a start is I'm dicing up the potatoes into sort of nice sized cubes. I would say 3/4 inch cubes, like you would dice up casserole beef. And I'm laying them in a single layer in the ActiFry pan. Now, the thing is with ActiFry, it works on not too much oil and air, but it can't cook on nothing. If you don't give it something to work with, then you will get dry, shriveled up, burnt offerings. Now, 1 spoon of oil, and they do give you a measuring spoon, will make very nice chipped potatoes, you know, fries, or potato wedges, roast potatoes. But when you cook, well, cut that slice too thin, botheration. When you cook vegetables, you do need to give it something else to work with. This recipe is suggesting I use 2 spoons of oil, so we'll do that and see what it comes out like. Also, when I've been using doing some greens in here, and the first time I tried it, it was completely awful. So the second time I used more, you can use liquid in this thing, a small amount of liquid as long as you don't exceed the measuring thing. The second time when I used more liquid, it worked a treat. The greens, you know, if you're expecting soft greens, don't do it. That's not what this is for. But they came out, my version of potatoes, onions and greens, which I really like. The greens came out tender crisp and it was good. What I love about the ActiFry is that you can start it from cold. You can put things in cold, which I've just done. And it's really quite cool. And because it's working on air, you can turn it off, open it, check how things are doing, if you're careful, it's hot, then close it and turn it back on again. And it's really cool that way, you haven't got hot oil splattering in your face. It's just a cool, cool machine, what you'll see. Now I should say that if you're hearing keyboard noise from behind me, this is an apartment that has one large room, which we call the den, in which we live and work. This is also our busiest time of day, when the American contingent is awake. So Mr. B has work to do and he can't just stop because I'm doing a singing portal. So please bear with us. Right, I've put all the potatoes in now. And first of all, I'm going to put the spoon of oil in. Now they give you a measuring spoon. It's a nice measuring spoon. It's easy to use. And I'm using olive oil here because I like its fruity taste. You can use any kind of oil you like. So I'm just going to sprinkle it evenly over the potatoes. There we are. I'm going to leave the spoon out because we will need it. The other thing we need is some seasoning. It's a great thing to be able to pre-season, and these things do need seasoning. It does benefit them, I always find. So a good seasoning of salt in here. I've got running table salt here. I have used sea salt. I have used Cajun seasoning on the chips fries to you, which has come out lovely. Okay. The bowl of the ActiFry looks like a deep frying pan with a paddle in the middle, which stirs everything, which is rather cool. I've just put it in place. I'm now going to gently depress the lid. People said to me, oh, the lid breaks. Well, I looked that up on the website and they said the lid doesn't break if you're gentle with it. So I've been gentle with it. Okay, the ActiFry has 2 buttons and a little screen near the back of the unit. The right-hand one you can completely ignore. It is a timer. and it's not blind friendly at all. But the great thing is, if you have an iPhone, or I just look at the clock, you can just forget all about it. All you need is the on-off button. Now, it's going to sound like a spaceship turning off when I turn it on. I promise you, it's not as loud as it sounds on this recording. It really is. It's like a microwave or an air conditioning unit or something like that. It really isn't loud. So I'm going to turn it on now. And that is going to... I'm going to give that 15 minutes for the potatoes to get a head start. And while they are starting, I'm going to get the cauliflower and broccoli ready. And when I've done that, I will come back and talk to you again. Right, time to get on. First thing I want to do is heat up the OptiGrill. This is a wonderful machine. There's a terrific demonstration of it by Randy Rasnick, the big R. And he's what talked us into buying one. Ah. So what you do with this, there are all these presets. So all you do with this is you tell it, you turn the power on, tell it what kind of food you want to make, and press OK, and it heats up for you. It bleeps to tell you when it's heated up, and then it bleeps again to tell you when your food is lightly done, medium, and well done. So we're going to cook some red meat today, aka some pork. So I'm going to bleep for power on, bleep for red meat, make sure I do the right one. There and bleep. Okay, there we go. Now, as I said to you before, I've got these grill bags, reusable grill bags, and they are the most useful things on the planet, particularly when you don't have anything brilliant in the way of spatulas and you've been burning your hands to pieces trying to get things on and off the darn grill. It's absolutely brilliant because you just put the meat into the bag. Put the rub, the marinade, the seasoning, anything you want in with the meat. And then when it's time, just put the whole bag onto the grill. Now, what this pesky rustling is I've got a big bag of ready prepared cauliflower and broccoli here. Now, it's more than is called for in the recipe, and I want to use mostly the collie. So I'm trying to get it to separate out. See if it will. Said not to use the really tiny crumbs of cauliflower, so I'm leaving those ones alone. I'm going to have to use a few broccolis. Right, that's as many as I'm going to chance, I think, really. I'm trying not to use anything too big. Oh, there's another little cauliflower. I think that'll do, Kazoo. Now, we want one more spoon of oil. Put that over there. Salt, another good season of salt. Now, as you can see, I'm pre-preparing this in the bowl because when I open the fryer, it's going to be warm and I haven't got time to dandle about with it. And I just want to be able to put this in, spread it around evenly, and at least be pre-oiled and seasoned, which is why I'm messing up another bowl. That's good. Let's go, 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 because if that bleeps, I'm going to have to go, go, go with that too. Off. Press the button up with the lid. And I'm putting it in. There we are, it's in. Lid down gently, back on again. How difficult is that? Get the meat ready now. Bring it forward here in this little bag, all out in a nice line. Come on, OptiGrill. Be obliging and bleep at me. I'd be a friend. Right, technology is really nice when it works. When it doesn't, it's really annoying. The OptiGrill has had a case of, I don't want to tell you when I preheated. It takes 4 to 7 minutes. It's way over 7 minutes, more like 10 to 15 since I heated it up. And I can't wait, otherwise everything won't be ready. Luckily, I do know how long pork is supposed to take to cook. So I can time it. I'm going to press the OK button just in case. Yes, I think we're actually getting some more heat out of it. Now, I think it's still on keep warm or something. Okay, next stop. We'll see what we get at the end. Here I am back again. As you can hear, I've turned the fryer off. I've just checked the cauliflower and broccoli. Now, they have browned edges, which they said they would, but the piece I tested was tender. Now, pressing the OK button seemed to clear the error from the grill, because I got a bleep when the pork was done. So I'm going to turn that off now. I'm just going to turn it off at the mains, because I pressed the power off button last time, and that's what seems to have messed it up this time. I'm going to get a spatula. Be careful with this grill pan. This grill bag is wicked hot. But as you saw, I just basically grabbed hold of the corner of it and put the spatula under it and pulled it off onto the plate. I don't have any of those niceties like double spatulas. What they? Nobody's ever heard of them in this neck of the woods. They did used to have them at R&IB, but that was a long, long time ago when the R&IB was still useful. Not spending our money on cringe-worthy campaign videos. Don't get me started, please. Now, what I did here, I actually folded the bag over so that the pork would cook in its own juices, which is kind of a bit of a cheat, but I like my meat moist, not dry. So I'm going to undo that now. Watch my fingers, because it's going to be very steamy, which it is. Whew. I'm just going to shake it out onto the plate like so. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, it's beautiful, it's beautiful. Oh, yum. Two on each plate. They're beautifully seasoned. Okay, veggies. Just press these two little buttons underneath. I've got the handle locked up already. Now, you've got to be careful. It might be an idea if I wiped my hand after I've just handled greasy pork. You've got to be careful with this, because when you lift it up, sometimes pieces of food fall into the fryer. And I find the easiest way to serve is just to tilt it. It's just to tilt it. As the big R quite rightly says, blind people use their hands. Oh, this looks great, actually. Seriously, it does. It's all crispy and juicy. The potatoes have gone all crunchy. The edges of the collie and broccoli have browned, but the inside is tender crisp. Listen, that is the crispy potatoes coming on. Whoops. No, we don't want to feed the floor. That pan is practically as clean as a whistle. I'll just, you know, if I wanted to, I could just wipe that. It's that clean. Really, really good. Yum. Right then. Come on then, Mr. B. Okay. Dinner's ready. Bon appetit, as Julia Child would say. Lulu's Kitchen was presented by Lulu Hartchen, with music by Andre Louis. www.andrelouis.com